pick a window. This is the Defenestrate Media Network.
You are about to listen to I Told You So, the world's greatest relationship podcast, hosted by Tiffany and Jeff, two people in the healthiest relationship of all time.
Join our power couple as we explore the ups and downs of love, offering you the tools you need to navigate the relationship scene with charm, humor, and grace.
Welcome to I Told You So, where love is our business.
And laughter is our secret weapon.
Good morning.
Good morning, babe.
It is. This is my fake happy tone. I'm not feeling well.
No, you're not.
I managed to sprain my ankle in my sleep.
I'm so sorry.
It feels like I rolled my ankle.
Yeah.
But I went to sleep 2 days ago with my ankle feeling fine, and I woke up feeling like I had just rolled it. But I hadn't gotten out of bed. I hadn't even got up to take a pee yet. And I was just like, oh, my ankle hurts. And then slowly over the last 2 days, it's kind of taken up most of my attention.
Yeah.
Which is why we're doing this a day late. Because mm-hmm. I don't know.
In pain.
We just didn't do it yesterday.
So it happens when you're from the 1900s.
Yeah, thanks. So are you.
I know.
Okay. Otherwise, let's check in really quick. Okay. I just did my health update, which is I'm old enough that my body starts hurting for no fucking reason. How you feeling? How are things going?
I'm doing really good. I'm 11 days seizure free. So it's pretty awesome.
I just have a little trumpet noise for that. I'm sorry. I don't have anything handy. 11 days.
Yeah, 11 days.
That still reminds me when we were talking to the incoming
neurologist
nurse at the neurologist office. And she's like, how long has it been since you had a seizure? And you're like, a long time. She's like, a year?
A while.
You're
it's
like,
been a while.
Yeah, a while. She's like, what, about a year? And you're like a week.
Yeah.
6 days, give or take.
It was a long time at that moment.
Well, yeah, when you were having them every 20 minutes to you were having a couple of days in between. Now we're 11 days.
11 days.
Yeah.
And things are going good. I'm feeling good. Work's going well. I'm really busy this week. I'm getting ready for a vacation that I'm super excited about, going to Disneyland.
Now tell everybody who you're going with.
I'm going with my daughter.
Oh, okay. Who else are you going with?
My mother.
Oh, okay. Anybody else going on this little vacation you're going on?
Look, if you could have come with me, you would have.
Had I been invited, I would have made an effort. It never came up as an option.
Because it's never an option. You never can.
I know. And the truth is that these are special trips you take with your kids.
Yes,
and
I do a trip with a kid once a year.
They don't need unofficial stepdad hanging
and
out.
The only reason my mother is coming is because I've been having all these seizures, and so I was so worried to go to California with an 11-year-old, and, you know, what if something happened?
Yeah.
So
no, I totally get it.
Luckily, my mom was awesome enough to jump in on the trip, and she's all excited and...
Just so you understand, though, I am going to continue to whine about this.
That's fine.
Okay.
That's fair. I would whine, too.
Yeah. That's all. This is the fourth vacation since we hooked up that you have been on. Big, fancy, you know.
It's probably more.
Knock your fucking socks off, blow your mind kind of vacations.
It's actually more than that. Because I've been on cruises and you weren't.
Not
on
since
cruises.
Oh, since we got together?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you have, huh?
Yeah.
Huh.
I know.
Maybe separating our finances isn't working out very well for me.
Next year is our year.
Right.
It is. We're done with kids.
I believe you.
Okay.
I do.
But I have to tell you this funny story. My mother doesn't travel often, and so this is a big deal for her. And we go into Target because we're looking for some pants for her, and she sees we pass an end cap of towels. Just regular towels.
Towels.
And she says, oh, we need to buy towels for the hotel. And I just look at her for a minute and I'm like, Mom, towels are included. And she had no idea. She's like, oh, I've never stayed at a hotel before. So this is going to be a big deal for her. She literally tried to pack towels. So we're going to have fun. We're looking forward to it.
Okay. So now that I'm done being whiny mm-hmm. and... Now that our tax returns are gone.
Yes, they are. They were gone before you even touched them.
Yeah. Just to remind you guys, we're still running our annual fundraiser over at theleftshow.com. We are trying to put together enough coin to get us into a little office that I can turn into a studio. Literally, all I need is to be able to pay the rent, get internet into it. We have everything else.
Yeah.
You know, I have the studio gear. I have everything because we had a studio in my previous place. Tubeck.
Yes. it's been a while.
Yeah. So if you want to help us out, it's basically, you know, to turn the studio into, you know, video production. We can get the pack launched. All of these different things that can happen, you know, as we go, are dependent on getting the office out of the home.
Yes.
And into a non-home area. I can't bring clients here right now.
No, we got to get out of here.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice to have a bedroom again, wouldn't it?
Yes.
So, okay. I don't know. I don't know how to quite transition to this particular thing, but I'm in a bit of a mood this morning. And, you know, I'm going through the internet throughout the week trying to find stuff for us to talk about, articles to read, things like that, for people to just be able to helpfully join us in our journey together and also reflect on some of the things that we talk about to see whether or not they might be good advice for them.
Right.
Some people that we are friends with are religious.
Yes.
Yes.
We do have some of those.
I know. It's weird, but there we are. So
we are not.
No.
Just to be clear.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not the Antichrist or anything, but I'm pretty anti-religion, especially organized Christian stuff. I mean, don't get me wrong. All fucking religion is dangerous to me, in my mind, you know? And so, but regardless, there are nuggets of wisdom to be found everywhere in the world.
Sure.
You know, at different times and from different places. So I picked this article from marriage.com, which I'm seriously, I think, is run by a right wing, whatever.
It sounds like it.
It does. So what we're going to talk about at the beginning here today is five biblical principles for good communication in a Christian marriage. Because I don't want anybody to feel left out. Because we talked about dirty talk a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And I imagine there was some blushing going on during that one.
I hope so.
For anybody that heard what we're just about to do and was like, ooh, that's exciting. I'm sure the dirty talk, it's probably why they're actually not listening. We should have done this one
first.
Yeah,
we should have done it first.
About it. But here we go. La, la, la. Good communication is key to any marriage. Good communication ensures that both you and your spouse feel, I'll try that again, that both you and your spouse feel respected, validated, and understood. Communication is key to avoiding and straightening out any misunderstandings and working through problems for a happier future together. Okay. First paragraph's good. There's nothing in there about being anti-gay. There's nothing in there about being anti-trans. There's nothing in there about being anti-happiness. None of the stuff that you usually get with Christianity. Now, granted, we're only one paragraph in.
Yeah, I'm waiting.
So I'm sure this is about to go
sideways.
What is a Christian marriage? Why is it different from other kinds of marriages? The factor that distinguishes a Christian marriage from others is that it is not based on love and connection.
Okay.
A Christian marriage is like a covenant, a commitment that cannot be severed. For those of you that do swing this way, I apologize for my tone for the next 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Same.
But a covenant that cannot be severed. Yeah, it can. Both of my parents are super religious and totally divorced. You know why? Because they couldn't stand one another.
Yep.
And it was good. My parents getting divorced was one of the best things that ever happened to me. Because I lived in a shell of violence and misery. And then we all split up and I moved in with my dad. And things, I mean, my whole fucking life just blossomed because of moving in with him. Mm-hmm. You know? So, cannot be severed. Bite me. Christian couples don't walk out of their marriage. Okay.
They run.
Not too easily, at least. That was good. Because they work on solving their issues by taking some Christian relationship advice rather than abandoning their relationship.
Oh, I'm rolling my eyes.
I have severed ties. I mean, look, I don't ever want to be apart from you. Mm-hmm. Okay? I want you to be with me until...
I die.
I will be dying first.
I die.
I will be dying first.
I've already called it.
But you can't.
Yes, I can.
Because you're younger than me, and I believe you're in better shape.
I don't know.
I mean, you're kind of a fucking mess. Don't make...
With my kidney situation, who knows?
That's true. That is true. You know? But for me, I think it's heart disease. Because I smoked for so long. Mm-hmm. You know? I've quit. Not for religious reasons.
No.
Honest to God, I quit smoking because we were broke and I couldn't afford a pack of cigarettes.
I'm so glad you did, though.
And I went to... I had a little vape machine that I had purchased when... taking my dad home from the VA down to St. George.
Oh, that's right. And you guys drove together.
Yeah. And he, which I knew he would, immediately fell asleep. Mm-hmm. And I just kind of cracked the window and sat there blowing vape out the window a little bit while he slept.
Yeah.
We listened to Dan Harmon's Hardcore History. Well, I did. He didn't. He just slept.
He slept.
Yeah. That was when I was in that little itty bitty teeny weeny little Aveo.
Aveo. You wore like a backpack.
Wear it like a backpack. Missed that car. Got great gas mileage.
Yeah.
Was not comfortable for me.
It wasn't. I don't know how you fit into that thing. It was amazing that you did.
Well, you know, there are some people that shouldn't wear leather pants, but do anyway. And that's kind of like that car.
I know, but I feel like you fit in that car better than you fit in mine, my Nissan.
Yeah, your cockpit is way tighter.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
I was just born that way.
Oh my God. I have a joke there that I just can't tell about a cockpit being tight. Christian couples don't walk out of their marriage. There we go. There is plenty of biblical marriage advice available which can help overcome most of the roadblocks that married couples come across. What is Christian marriage communication? Now, I'm going to put a pin in that, and before we read the rest of this, mm-hmm. let's give our own opinions. What is Christian marriage communication? I believe, if I understand modern Christianity well, it's man says do,
yep.
everybody does, shut the fuck up if you don't agree.
Yeah.
Or
exactly.
The frack, flip, shut the flip up.
It's all patriarchy.
It is all patriarchy. I, personally, am against patriarchy.
Mm-hmm.
I am ready for the patriarchy to fall.
Yes.
I am ready for the matriarchy to take over, and I wish you'd quit fucking around and just get to it already.
I know, me too.
Yeah.
It's time.
That's it. That's it. If you just need to withhold, if you will, a callback to 30 seconds ago, the cockpit.
The cockpit.
Yes. Just withhold it. No sex until... It's actually an internet trend right now. Like in South Korea, we just found out on a comedy show. The women are basically on strike for the most part. They are not coming across. They are not giving satisfaction.
They're not coming across?
Nope. Not one bit. Or if they are, they're doing it by themselves.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, so no dating, no sex, no marriage, no kids, you know, because they're sick of getting treated like shit.
Wow.
Yeah. And of course, the incels are, you know, going a little nutty on the internet talking about
mm-hmm.
how that's not fair.
I hadn't heard this.
I think you were at work when we were watching this.
Oh.
Okay. Let's see. Biblical advice for marriage states that if you start speaking to your partner with kindness, they will eventually reciprocate the same behavior and foster good communication in a Christian marriage.
Why does this have to be a Christian marriage?
Because it's a Christian website.
Okay.
That's all. Like I said, it's because we're not. I thought it would be fun to kind of tiptoe through the tulips of other people's stuff.
I get it. I'm just saying, like, treating your partner with kindness, I mean, that just is, like, basic.
Here's the deal. I'm going to go ahead and just assume that everybody listening to this is an evolved human being to at least some point. When you're trying to change behavior, one of the easiest things to do is to attach that behavior to a self-identifying marker. Mm-hmm. So instead of saying a good marriage, you know, which mm-hmm. most weird-ass right-wing Christians would go, I don't want a marriage. I have a Christian marriage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so this speaks to them in their language.
Yeah,
I'm hoping. And we're about to speak to them in their language by reading some Bible verses.
Oh, goody.
Won't this be a treat?
Cannot wait.
Matthew. Oh, you remember the old Bible on tape? Did any of your parents ever listen to that shit?
No.
My dad got this. It was like 40, 50, 60 tapes. It was huge. All cassette tapes of the Bible being read out loud.
Wow.
And used to listen to them in the car. He had that. He had the Book of Mormon. you know, he had all of that, and it was this deep-voiced guy who would come on and read.
Oh, wow.
You know? And God said, boo! And Moses dropped the plates. That's how that went, right?
Yeah, wasn't something it? Like that.
Boogie, boogie, boogie!
If I recall correctly.
God, you're so funny. It made me drop the plates. Matthew 7:12 tells us, therefore, whatever you want others to do for you, do also the same for them. This is the golden rule. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I got like 8 jokes popping up in my head right now, and I'm just going to let them all alone.
Yeah.
This is a powerful principle to apply to any marriage. Think about it. How do you respond to nagging, shouting, and being spoken to in an unkind way? There is no doubt in my mind this is written by a dude to his wife. Oh, my God. That is the most blatant little piece of misogyny we've come across so far. And I have a feeling it shall not be the last.
No. I think you're right.
Yep. Most people don't respond with happiness or calmness to angry, hurtful communication, and that includes you and your partner. That's true. I'll let you have that one. Mm-hmm. You know, I very, very rarely. I did once. I smiled during an argument and got a mug thrown at me so hard it broke my pinky.
That was not by me, by
the
way.
No.
I would have aimed for your head.
No, you and I have had 2 kerfuffles.
Mm-hmm.
2. To the best of my knowledge, a couple of minor, you know, incidents, you know, where my tone caused a problem that wasn't there, you know, because I have a hard time with my tone sometimes, especially when I'm being defensive. I'm very, very bad at modulating how I sound. And so I always sound more upset than I am.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we've only butted heads a couple times.
I remember them very clearly.
Very clearly. Not a little. No? Okay. Number 2. Keep prayer at the heart of your marriage.
Okay.
1 Thessalonians 5:17 tells us to pray continually. We're going to skip this one. Praying together is a beautiful way to strengthen your marriage. Sit together in prayer and ask for the strength and insight of good communication in Christian marriage. Now, we pray together. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Jesus Christ. Oh, God. And that's just me.
You're not wrong.
I can't. Go ahead.
This advice makes sense to me. I mean, not like, okay, praying. We don't like kneel down and pray together. But if you are communicating your desires and your hopes, you're on the same page, right? You're checking in with your partner.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey. I would like to communicate my wants and needs.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. You want to bump uglies later?
Yeah.
Okay.
You want to enter my cockpit?
I do.
Okay.
I would like to fly the Tiffany plane. That's what I would like.
Oh, God.
Okay. Okay. Let's pray together. Okay. Practice forgiveness. Ephesians 4:32 tells us, quote, be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. You know, Bible Jesus did.
Mm-hmm.
You know, American Jesus is very upset with me right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Practicing forgiveness, though, I absolutely agree. I mean, that's just it. People piss you off. Sometimes it's rational. Most times it's irrational. But you just have to be like, you know what? 99 out of 100 things make me very happy. You know, one thing kind of gives me a little bit of angst. My red flag, one of my red flags for you was in the mornings when I make my coffee, I have 3 equal packets from my 30-ounce cup.
Yes.
I tear the top mostly off. I pour the equal into my cup. I make a little bindle.
Yes.
And I set it.
Of your wrappers.
Of my wrappers. And I set that in the cupboard
inside
above the coffee pot.
The cupboard.
Until there's a little pile, and then I scoop them off and I throw them away. Because I don't want to interrupt the making of the coffee by walking back and forth across the fucking kitchen over and over
again.
But
you have to take your mug over to get creamer. So you're already by the garbage.
Shut up. So it... I like that we're talking about good communication, and I'm all, shut up. What you're saying is not wrong. It's just what I do. I don't know why I do it. I can't seem to stop doing it, mm-hmm. you know? And I know that for a couple of months, you were ready to fucking murder my face because of it. And then as I'm recalling your retelling, you had a moment of clarity where you're like, it's just a thing.
It's who cares? It's just wrappers in a cupboard.
Yeah. Cupboard door shuts. Yep. Wrappers are hidden.
Well, hopefully the cupboard door shuts.
Shut up. So letting your negative emotions get the best of you is against biblical communication principles. Is it? I seem to recall God killing a bunch of children with a pair of bears because they made fun of a bald dude. That sounds like letting your negative emotions take the best of you, God.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. What was it? Paint your door in the blood of your livestock that you need to stay alive. Kill a shitload of baby sheep and paint.
Paint.
Okay, that's creepy as fuck. Just so you know. Yeah. Paint your doorways with blood. That's what I want. I am God. And yeah, that's how God talks. We chit-chat all the time. It's super annoying. And then if you didn't paint your doorway with the blood, he murdered your children.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a little negative communication.
It's pretty aggressive.
Yeah, it really is. It's like...
like, use your words, God.
Yeah, it's like more than OJ. You'll know why that's funny sometime today. Learn to practice forgiveness as shown by Christ. So you can approach one another with open, trusting hearts. Forgiveness is critical for healthy communication in a Christian marriage. Fuck a bunch of Buddhists, you know what I mean?
That's because the guy's doing things he shouldn't be.
Yeah. Forgive your husband for nailing the whatever.
Yep.
You know? Forgive him for beating the shit out of the kids when he comes home drunk.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's how a Christian marriage works. I'm not taking this as openly as I had intended.
Yeah, I know. I was thinking, like, if there's Christian people listening to this, they're not going to be happy with us.
They're not. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm really trying.
It is what it is, though.
Take time to listen. James 1, 19 through 20 tells us that everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. Yeah, I'm bad at this one.
I think you've gotten so much better.
I can listen. I still speak too quick. Mm-hmm. And fuck a bunch of waiting to become angry. You know? Yes, I'm evolving as a human person. Yes, I'm evolving as a man.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, my default emotion seems to be pissed off all the time. Boy, I could be a grumpy bear. Yeah. That paints a picture. Leather daddy. if you can learn to listen without judging or waiting to jump in, communication in a Christian marriage can improve dramatically. You'll learn so much about your partner, their hopes and fears and feelings, and all those things you should have done before you got married, you fucking idiot. Learn to know them before you tie the forever knot. Mm-hmm. Because as you have heard, there is no escape from a Christian marriage.
Not. You're in it forever.
You are in it. Sometimes your partner will say things that are hard to hear. Instead of rushing in with an angry response, take some time to think before you speak. Look for the heart of their words. Are they angry or afraid?
Ooh.
Are they frustrated? Dear Christian women, do not tell your Christian man he's afraid of something. Just don't. They don't handle that shit well. And this whole thing about don't flip off to be angry really quick, this is some pretty fucking specific advice.
Yeah.
Yeah. But do I have a problem with Christians being married? No, I do not. No, I do not. Now that there is marriage equality, I'm way, way cooler with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I used to be like anti-marriage altogether.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Have a little giggle right there. Anybody who's known me my whole life knows that's really not true. Spent, like, you know, the whole of my 20s thinking about getting married. Got married in my 30s and was like, oh, shit. So that's it. That's it. Christian faith gives you and your spouse a common ground, a kind and loving foundation, unless you're in America, from which you can build a marriage that nourishes you both and brings you both closer to each other and to God.
Nourishes.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Fuck. God. Jesus. Woohoo!
Good game.
Oh my God, I'm horrible. I apologize to everybody. I really do. All right, that one went really quick. Probably due to its, you know, its emptiness and risibility. But so let's burn through this little list really quick, right? 10 simple gestures for saying "I love you" without uttering a word. There's one of these I'm going to save for the end.
Okay.
Because it makes no fucking sense to me.
Okay.
But the first, number one, cook her a special dish even on an ordinary day.
Hell yeah.
I did. I made shepherd's pie last night.
So good.
Or the night before last. Yeah. And then you guys ate it again last night.
I did. It was amazing.
Outstanding.
So good.
Let her have the biggest slice of pizza. Okay. Yeah? Okay. Does that... If I'm like, here, have the biggest slice, do you go, he loves me?
No.
Or do you go, yeah. Nom, nom, nom.
Yeah, I don't know.
You don't really care.
I don't.
You don't.
No.
I like the biggest piece of pizza.
Yeah, I would give you the biggest piece.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that. Kiss her on the forehead anytime.
Oh, you do
like
that. Yeah.
I do that. Before I read this.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't do what I'm told. I do what I want. But that's one of the things I do.
Yep, you do.
All right, are you ready?
Yes.
I have found a thing that you and I haven't done in this relationship of where we have done exploration and some very fun firsts. Here's one we haven't done yet. Are you ready?
Yes.
Prepare yourself. Hold her closer while dancing to the sounds of the rain. Yeah?
I feel like I've been missing out my whole life.
It's, I don't know, it's... What do you want to dance to?
Have we ever danced?
I don't think we have, no.
No?
But they do. So hang on a sec. I got an idea. We can dance now. This is what they're talking about,
yeah.
Right? Dancing to the rains?
Yeah. It has to be this.
I don't even know if they can hear this in the... Well, if they can hear the dogs bark, they can hear the music. Drums echoing tonight. Cheers only whispers in. That's not good radio right there. That's not at all. Let's see. Take her on an unexpected dinner date. Hey, babe. DoorDash?
Yes.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
I'm romantic as fuck.
Send
That's
me a link, baby.
Yeah, here's a link to our group order.
Yeah.
Rawr.
Oh, God.
Get a pineapple. We're having a group order.
Upside down.
Send her a handwritten love letter or poem.
Yes.
Well, I sent you a poem. I typed it. I'm sorry. I did send you a poem. You forgot? Oh!
I don't know if I remember.
I am mortified. It was just 2 months ago. 3 months ago. Six.
What?
It was in the last year. But I did. I went through a little thing. I wrote a couple of poems real quick. I wrote one for one of my kids. I wrote another one.
I remember that one.
I wrote one,
one
for you.
I don't remember the one.
I will find it, and okay. I will send it to you.
Please. I need to print it, have it tattooed on my back or something.
It wasn't that good. No. It's not tattoo good.
Okay.
You could... You know, you got the covers to a job I got fired from still hanging in the kitchen. We could replace one of those.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
You didn't get fired.
I did. That's what I'm going to call it. You know, when they run you off and owe you money, there's a pretty good chance you got fired because they weren't going to pay you that money in the first
mm-hmm.
place.
Shitty situation.
It really was. Tell her she's beautiful on random moments. I nail this. This is me. That is my move. Isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm pretty good at that.
You're very good at that.
Yeah.
Mostly you're good at telling me to take my shirt off.
You know what? I am. I am. And there's a reason. There's a reason. And so lately, when you have been changing your clothes
yes.
or anything, I've been playing this romantic little ditty. That I will play for you folks right now.
Every time.
Every time.
Every time.
Romance, baby.
Yep.
This is what it is. It is one of the very, very few advantages to having our offices be in our bedroom. Yeah. Is that when you're changing your clothes just outside of your office, yeah. I can lean over and play that song and watch you blush.
I do.
It is. It's one of my favorite things. Always remember the little details she told you. I work on this one. I'm not great at it. Little details sometimes slip by me.
Yeah, same.
But I try.
I forget.
I do try.
Too. Like the poem you apparently wrote me.
I did write you a poem. It's here somewhere. I'll find it. Here's one I'm just fucking terrible at. Just absolutely gobstopping terrible. Send her a bouquet of fresh flowers.
You bought me flowers before.
Yeah, you know why?
Because I told you to.
Because you told me to. Because flower, it's, okay, and I'll put this down, and this is not, I should send you flowers all the goddamn time. Make no mistake, mm-hmm. Okay? I know this. We, because, I don't know, it just, because I always feel broke all the time.
Yeah.
Flowers is a hard buy.
Yeah.
And there's ways to buy flowers that aren't cripplingly expensive that you're good at that I don't ever think about. I don't think about running to the grocery store and buying a potted plant. Because that's not flowers. Flowers is roses. Flowers is you know, what you like. Mm-hmm. Petunias.
No.
Carnations.
No.
Daisies.
No.
Tulips.
Yes.
Yes?
Yep.
Woohoo! You like tulips.
I love tulips and daffodils.
I like daffodils. Mm-hmm. I do. I don't have a favorite flower. I don't think about flowers very often, you know?
Have you ever been given flowers?
No.
I need to change that.
No, you don't.
I do, because I heard this thing, okay, and it stayed with me forever.
Yeah.
It's going to stay with me forever. That the first time most men receive flowers is at their funeral. And that breaks my heart. I don't want that. I don't want that for you, and I don't want that for my son. So I got to buy more flowers.
You can buy your son flowers.
You like sunflowers?
No, you can buy your son, pause, flowers.
Okay.
I don't. Flowers do nothing for me.
I know, but then you put them on my desk.
Yeah.
I say, here, babe, look, I got you flowers.
Great.
They these can will live
look,
these right
will look
here.
Perfect over at your stuff. Whereas I'm like, if you really want to romance me, uh-huh. If you really want to get down to praying as a couple,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, buy me a sandwich.
I know.
Oh, sandwich. Oh, ugh.
You love a good
sandwich. Oh, God.
Sandwich.
Oh, God.
I got a sandwich for you later.
Christ. Is it a sandwich with a
we'll pray over
Mexican
it first.
Flair?
Yes.
Taco. And then my favorite one, because I don't fucking get it, is surprise her with a romantic getaway in Central Coast. What?
Huh?
Can we just do a romantic getaway anywhere, maybe? Like Wendover or Mesquite or Vegas or fucking Boise, for Christ's sake? Why do I have to go to the Central Coast? Surely working for a living is very exhausting. Now imagine your wife, who still pulls herself together once she gets home, only to prepare a delicious meal, help the kids with their homework, do some undone chores, and more house-related tasks to the list. Do you think she deserves a special vacation treat? If you do, the best idea is surprise her to a romantic getaway on Central Coast.
Is there a link?
I'm just looking for what the fuck the Central Coast is. Let's see. Central Coast. Oh, it's California. Central Coast is an area of California roughly spanning the coastal region between Point Magoo and Monterey Bay. It's northwest of Los Angeles, south of San Francisco. Includes the rugged, rural, and sparsely populated stretch of coastline known as
Central.
Big Sur.
Oh, Big Sur. Okay.
I'll take you on vacation there. As soon as I win the fucking lotto, Jesus Christ. Wept. Yeah, that one's pretty specific.
It is very specific.
But no, I would take you on vacation. Absolutely.
You did. You took me to Bryce Canyon. It was so fun.
It was. Sorta.
It was crazy blizzard weather.
Yeah, driving down, it was blizzard the whole fucking way. It took forever to get there. By the time we got into the room, it was whiteout blizzard.
I remember you opening the door and there was like snow piled up on our door.
Yep.
It was just
that next morning. There was about 6 or 8 inches right outside the door.
It's nuts.
And then, yeah, we bundled up in not warm enough clothing.
Nope.
And went and tried to view the park as best we could. And instead, like, my fucking feet got cold and we were both shivering and it was still beautiful.
Yeah, why were we prepared? I don't remember why. I was like wearing shoes that weren't even...
Nope. We don't... Look, I wear a cardigan all winter. I don't
have a coat.
You know, I have a coat. You know, it just takes up so much goddamn space. I don't like coats. I don't. They're restrictive. It's hard to drive in.
I like a good hoodie.
Yeah, good hoodie. You know, well, mine have to have a zipper front. I hate pulling shit over my hair. But yeah, no, I just think it was, we jumped in the car. We were just like, let's go away together. And then we didn't like really plan much outside of couple's prayer.
No, we didn't need to.
We really didn't.
You took me on another vacation to St. George and surprised me with a really awesome hotel, like a sports themed hotel. Remember?
Yeah, we went down to Mesquite.
Yeah. That was so fun.
It sort of.
Kicked your ass bowling.
It was like the only casino with no casino.
Yeah. It's like for travel teams that come down to compete.
It was for. They went under.
Oh.
Yeah. But they did. It was a big sports complex. They had soccer fields, baseball fields, football fields, and everything. And teams would, and that's why there was no casino or bar in there.
Yeah.
You know, and so teams will come down and you know, do a couple of weeks and then go again, but they just couldn't maintain.
It's too bad. It was really nice.
It was neat.
It had all the sports quotes along the wall, on the walls. I loved it.
Yeah. So that's it. That's some stuff that you can do to say I love you without uttering a word, as opposed to, I guess, I mean, in some places, like, do I just silently grab you and shove you in the car to take you to Central Coast? Or do I tell you that's where we're going? Because that's uttering some words.
Yeah.
You know? And maybe I am. Maybe I'm being a little pedantic right now, but I'm just saying. You got to talk. You know, that's what we found out in the first one. Communication is key.
Yes.
Yes. Communication and couples prayer. Mm-hmm. Let's take a little break. We come back, we'll answer some questions nobody asked us. How's that?
Sounds good.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When was the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Just a couple of quick letters. This will be a shorter show than usual, just because there's shit to do. Made a deal with my husband. I'll bet you guys think this is about pornography. Kinda. Yeah,
that's where my head went.
I made a deal with my husband that I would watch his stupid space show if he would watch Outlander with me. Stupid space show is one on Apple TV called For All Mankind. Brilliant. Mm-hmm. It's basically like, what would happen if the Russians made it to the moon first?
Mm-hmm.
And then kind of goes off on a sort of alternate reality of that. So it's not like sci-fi. There's some science in it, and it's fiction, but it's mostly NASA shit.
Yeah, I think I remember hearing about this.
Oh, it's fucking brilliant. It is such a good show. Anyway, I would watch his stupid space show if he would watch mine. We're on season 3. I have read the books, and this is the second rewatch for me. And let me tell you all, he hates Claire. He loathes her, and it's making me see things in a different light just to hear his take on the show. Did a rewatch or reread change your outlook on anything? Side note, his stupid space show was actually really good. Oh, was it? The stupid space show. You got a problem with my stupid space shows. Did I pick this letter just to air grievances? I don't know. Let's find out. You can't stand it.
I fall asleep.
Yep.
But I still...
It's a trauma sleep.
I still watch it. I mean, I still try to.
Oh, God. Laser swords. I know. Oh, my God. A spaceship.
It's just not my thing.
A 9-foot-tall talking monkey. Captain Kirk.
I like a lot of your shows. I mean, I've been more open and probably watched things that I never would have before because of you and found stuff that I like. Like Blade Runner.
Look, your love of Blade Runner was one of the hottest conversations we have ever had in my entire life. Because we watched it. We watched Blade Runner, and you were like, holy shit, that was really good. And then we watched Blade Runner 2019 or 2029 or whatever it was. And you were like, that was good. But, and this is, I have to prepare myself for this. Then you said, I got to watch Blade Runner again. And you watch Blade Runner again the same fucking day.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
It was so good. And it's so good when you're high, too. Blade Runner is a great show to watch high.
Yes. It's also great not high.
Yeah.
But it is also great high.
Mm-hmm.
It can be both. And then on this one of my favorite things she put in this is, she's like, okay, people, chill. My wording was a little strong. Words like hate and stupid were maybe too much. No, they're not. She says, my husband and I have been married 21 years. We have mutual respect for each other. While our interests don't always overlap, I think we do a good job trying to give things a shot to better understand one another. My big point was to say that it's interesting seeing things from someone else's perspective, however skewed it may be, since he hasn't read the books. I've read the books. I've read the Outlander books.
Mm-hmm.
I hate Claire. Hate her. Cannot stand Claire. Oh, she's so whiny all the time. Oh, I'm from the future. It's so dirty here. Hey, you got to hook up with a hot Scottish redheaded guy.
I've never seen it.
And you're married. But you're not married because that happens in the future from where you are now because you've gone back to the past. So really, what is the moral conundrum? Are you cheating on your husband if you haven't been married, if you're 200 years in the past? Think about it.
Yeah.
You and I are married. You touch a magic rock. You go back in time a couple hundred years. You meet a good-looking man with all
Kelsey.
His teeth. What, like an ancestor?
Yeah.
Like a Kelsey Brothers ancestor? Jesus Christ. And make no mistake, folks, it's Jason, not Travis.
No.
Travis would be a sidecar.
He would just be like that extra shot in your glass, you know? Like the side, what did they call it? The side.
Just a shot?
Yeah.
Is that? Yeah. Just a Kelsey shot. Anyway, for All Mankind was done by Ronald D. Moore, who also did Battlestar Galactica.
Mm.
You know, and also does Outlander. He's the executive producer of Outlander as well. So he makes good shows.
Good.
Outlander's pretty good.
Yeah, I think we tried to start watching it. I don't know what happened.
I don't think we had subtitles yet, and you can't understand British accents without subtitles.
I can't.
You can't.
I can't understand anything without subtitles.
So this one was just fun for me because of the stupid space show line. Because it's not an argument. We don't argue about it, but if there is a hang up, if there's a glitch, if there is a problem that you could just hone in on really quickly without having to think about it, it would be that I'm a bully with the TV.
I do. There's some times that I wish that you would watch shows with me that I want to watch.
I'm not watching unscripted reality shows.
But I don't watch those anymore.
Okay. Okay. I can change our cable plan.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. All right. This one's very important. You know, every once in a while we come across, you know, a letter that I believe is when we take a step back. We take a deep breath, and we treat as seriously as the question deserves.
Yes.
You know, because it's important for people that ask questions to receive straight answers because they're asking the question because they need the knowledge.
Right.
Right?
This is a very serious question.
And so to be flippant or to be irreverent about somebody's very important question
would be rude.
It would be terribly rude. And I do not care to be terribly rude.
No.
Unless I'm doing it on purpose for a specific reason to a specific person at a specific time. I'm not vaguely rude. I'm an asshole when I want. Okay. So will I damage my clit with the amount I masturbate with my clitoral vibrator?
I love this question.
I masturbate typically around 2 sessions. Ooh, clinical. 2 sessions per day, with each session around 15 to 20 minutes. No, you won't. Could go numb. Could go numb.
It
absolutely
does happen.
Can go numb.
Yeah, that does happen.
I think that's it. I think that answers the question.
Yeah, yeah. I think you're good.
Give it a shot. See how long it takes to go numb.
Yeah, try for 3 sessions.
Maybe 4.
I like to take a little break in my day.
Clear the head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It really helps.
It does help. It does help. And it's not generally as messy as when a gentleman does it.
So good question. You're fine. Pray on.
I hope, and I know that these are different things, that you do find someone to pray with. You know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, but keep that little vibrator with you during that and make everything a little bit more fun, which I don't believe you would find in the Christian marriage article.
No, you wouldn't.
Nope. Toys.
That was not in there at all.
Toys are awesome. I think that's 6. That's the one they had to cut for space. You know, it's like sex toys are cool. All the cool kids are using them. All right. I really have nothing more this week. Anybody? Anyone else? Going once, going twice. You got anything you want to
I don't.
Show
no. It was a good show. I
it
had
was
fun
a fun
today.
Show. It's a little short show. It's a little pocket show for you guys to put in your pocket. So I guess on our way out the door, I'll just say hang in there. Try and think about things in a positive light. Do what you can to make everybody's day a little bit better and a little more smiley. And for the love of Jesus Christ himself, find someone to pray with.
Yes.
You know? And if you don't worry about it. The numbness clears. All right. I love you, babe.
I love you, too.